You, I know you don't. I know you don't, and that's okay. You don't have to say it.
Right.
You really don't ruin it. Don't ruin this.
And ladies, if a guy says it while you're having sex with him, don't take it seriously.
Especially if it's the first time. The first time you've had an encounter.
Shots fired.
No, bitch. Your shit's just that good. Okay? Of course they love you. Why wouldn't they love you? Yes, I know you do.
I know you love me when you swimming.
Yeah.
Flippers and goggles and all.
Head first, baby.
Go, bad bitch, go.
What's up?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, depending on how you were raised, you were probably given a timeline and told you had to wait before doing things in terms of a relationship or dating, right? Things like how long you should wait before sleeping together or before moving in or before meeting the parents. The list goes on and on. Well, we put those questions out there for you guys to answer, and you did not disappoint. So let's dive in, shall we?
Okay, so there's something I want your opinion on.
Okay.
So I was rewatching the entire Sex and the City series.
Right.
Right? There's an episode where Carrie is dating this guy, and he won't sleep with her. Okay? And she's at lunch with the girls, and she's like, what the F is going on? You know, like, what do I have to do? So she's reflecting on her and the girls' conversation later, and she even says, you know, there's a weirdness in dating now. If the guy waits too long to try to sleep with you, it's insulting. If they try to sleep with you on the first date, now all of a sudden it's flattering. Have women allowed men to acceptably kill romance without even realizing it?
I feel the same way. I've been in a situation similar to that, where it's like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Are you even, like, real? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, you start to get in your head, and you're like, oh my God, is it me?
Right.
Like, so, maybe he doesn't want to do anything because...
So it's almost like women kind of want the effort, but if you don't try to sleep with us at all, we're like, what the F's wrong with me?
It's like, we want you to want to, and to show us you want to, but...
Don't be too pushy.
Yeah.
Look, if the girls put panties and bra match, it wasn't you who chose to have sex. The pre-date shower prep. Y'all really don't freaking know.
Pre-anything shower prep.
This is a good 2 to 3 hour process, if not a whole day.
Yeah, before a first date. Just the whole day to prep, because you're going to need it. So, like we said, we asked a bunch of questions to get men and women's feedback about how long you should wait before ... But before we get into that, I want to explain something to you, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's called box theory.
Okay.
Okay, if you meet a guy in a romantic setting, ladies, whether it be in a bar, a wedding, a dinner, party, etc., he's going to put you in one of 3 boxes, okay? Box 1, he wants to date you. Box 2, he only wants to sleep with you. And box 3, he wants nothing to do with you. If a guy wants to date you, there is very little you can do to change his mind. You can sleep with him on the first date. You can get super drunk and puke on his shoes. Like, literally anything under the sun, he's going to think they're enduring. There's nothing you can do to deter him from that. If a guy wants nothing to do with you, sorry, just move on. You don't want him either. Don't waste your time. But if a guy only wants to sleep with you, you can hold out for literally like 6 months, talk about anything under the sun, religion, your work, anything except anything sexual, and he's still not going to want to date you, but he's still going to always want to sleep with you. Okay? A lot of the times, we, meaning women, get so caught up in when we should sleep with someone, when we should do this and that, it doesn't matter. And I know some people think that that puts, quote, the power in the men's hands, but you're looking at it wrong. The point is, it should be completely, like, freeing, almost, because you should sleep with someone when you feel like it. Because at the end of the day, it's literally not going to matter.
I agree with all
that. I agree.
Yeah.
Because I feel like women do that too.
Yeah. And it goes on the same premise. If someone doesn't want you, there's nothing you can do to
change their mind.
You. Yeah.
You can't love them more. If somebody's not already in that mindset of, oh, I see a relationship with this person, you're not going to change their mind.
Yeah.
And you eventually, you know, one out of however many, you might be the exception. But the rule is you're not going to change their mind.
And we always talk about there's the rules.
And then there's the exception.
And there's usually only one.
Maybe two. And it's not you, okay? I mean, it might be you, but usually.
Savage.
Usually it's not. So we have a little story time for you that was sent in. And this is a happy one.
Yeah. It goes really well with this one because I think that her story proves that there is no timeline.
Right.
It's different for everybody. Sometimes it works going really slow and sometimes it works going really fast. So she said, my husband and I met on Facebook. We had our first date October 14th. He asked me to be his girlfriend October 15th.
A day later.
That was the first time we were intimate as well. So one day after the date, girlfriend and sex. Good for you, girl.
Yes, girl. All right. I see you.
So I found out I was pregnant on November 28th. Had our first son July 24th.
That's my birthday!
Yes. Had our second son December 31st. And had our daughter January 7th. So these are all a few years apart. I'm not going to disclose the year. But she said, we have shared many ups and laughs and many downs that would have broken most relationships up, but we are about to celebrate our 5-year anniversary.
And ladies, that's the exception.
Yep.
Okay? Just like we said, good for you because not all situations end up like this.
Yes.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's get
into the nitty gritty. Let's get into what the experts say, right? These quote-unquote experts. So we put out the questions of how long should you wait before ... or X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So how long should you wait before the first date? No wait time, the experts say. If you were interested in someone, go for it.
Co-signed.
It's better to meet up sooner rather than later. 1 to 2 weeks is the optimum amount of time as it gives you time to get to know them, but not too much time that you overthink or the spark fizzles out. According to a report provided by Tinder, we all know about Tinder, 95% of matches are most likely to meet between 2 to 7 days. So what are we thinking? How long should you wait before the first date? I kind of agree with the first expert that says no wait time.
I'm in agreement with
that. If you're interested in somebody, I say go for it. And when I put it out to my followers, I got similar answers. You know, someone said, no, wait. Someone said, what are we waiting on? I like you. I want to spend time with you.
Fair enough.
A female said, a month for me. I'm old school. Got to get to know you first. And then a few other guys said, maybe a week. And then someone just said, it depends.
Okay. I had a couple. Mine were guys. We had a lot of guys
reply. A lot of guys' feedback. Thank you. Yeah. Women, we would love your feedback.
Please. We are women. So I had a guy say the timeline for the first date doesn't really matter. He said, I'm more attracted to mindset, so I know fairly quickly, but each person is different.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. And then I had another guy say as soon as possible, but I only say that because I'm 32.
I also had somebody reply and it says, it really just depends on if she's a friends with benefits. When I asked, what exactly do you look for or how do you decide if someone's long-term or just friends with benefits? He said, for me, deciding if someone is long-term depends on how they carry themselves, their career they have, personal drive, etc. So it's interesting to me that before the first date, it's already in two categories.
Yeah, and I mean, if you think about dating, I mean, if you first meet someone, at least for me, if someone's interested and I'm interested, we're talking a lot the first few days.
Right.
This is the one time people somehow always have their phone.
Yeah.
And then months later, somehow they just, I'm just bad at texting.
I'm the worst at texting.
Right. complaining.
The first week I knew you said a lot different. Right. Okay, you were just trying to get some.
That's real.
Yeah. Okay, the next category we asked was, how long should you wait before the first kiss? Okay, March of 2021, 14,537 Americans were asked, how many dates should a couple go on before sharing their first kiss? 53% of those 14,000 think kissing on the first date is acceptable.
That's actually very low.
I was going to say that's high.
I think that's low. 14, that means only 7,000 people think that's it's true. Okay.
A little over 7,000. A little over.
I can't think of first dates I haven't kissed on unless it was just terrible. Sorry.
And then a combined 7% said 7 dates or longer. That's a lot. That's a lot of dates. That's a lot.
If I don't know if I want to kiss you by the 7th date, I'm not kissing you.
We friends, bro.
Yeah.
We just friends. I don't know what you're talking about. The men that were asked were more likely than women to say that kissing on the first date is acceptable. Go figure.
That doesn't surprise me.
Approximately 60% of the men said kissing on the first date is acceptable versus 48% of the women. And surprisingly, the younger participants between ages 18 and 24 were the ones who were less likely than the older counterparts to say that kissing on the first date is a go.
See, I don't know how I feel about that because...
You think that's a lie?
I think it's a lie. Ah, y'all lying.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like, I kissed on a first date? Absolutely. I've been the one that has... You know, gone for it. I've shot my shot first. I went in for the kill.
Absolutely.
No, I ain't got turned down yet.
And that's real.
But, you know, I think it's all about reading the other person. Do I feel like kissing on the first date is like something weird or like taboo? Absolutely not. If you're feeling it, go for it.
But it's just like we said, if the date is bad,
don't kiss.
Don't go in for it.
Men, women, read the room.
So, 6 experts were also asked the same question. So, these experts included a sexologist,
yes,
a relationship expert, a PhD candidate, a dating coach, a love life coach, and an author. We put together, well, really Mackenzie put this one together, a combination of their answers. So ultimately, they said it's up to you to decide what you're comfortable doing and when you're comfortable doing it. Agreed.
Right.
If you want to kiss on the first date before the appetizers arrive, then do it. If you prefer to wait until you feel an emotional connection and have developed a committed relationship, that's okay too. Like we said, there's no right answer.
Right.
Here. So if the tension is there, the attraction's hot, it feels right, do it on the first date.
Do it.
Even if it's in the first 10 minutes, who cares? So kissing is very intimate. It is a true sign of passion and connection. It's a good indicator as to whether or not there is a physical and emotional chemistry at all in the first place.
Right, because if somebody's a bad kisser, you don't want to go any further.
There ain't no second date, honey.
And you can tell. Sometimes it's better to get the kiss out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
Because before you start to like this person, they're a bad kisser.
And I hate to say this, but the sex too. And I'm going to leave it there. So, others can kiss without attachment. So, they kiss on the first date, right? Some kiss on the second. Some kiss on the third date. Which usually means... they're unsure of the compatibility and the attraction. I agree with this.
I do. I feel like you know if you want to kiss somebody or not.
I do too.
Within the first date. If it's there.
Maybe it's even just
if
us.
That's true. Even if it's there and you don't act on it, you still know it's there.
Yeah.
If you're unsure and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to kiss them or not. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Yep.
Move on.
Exactly.
Move on.
So most people, if they're physically attracted, they tend to kiss on the first date to test the waters, like Mackenzie said. Others who are on the fence on the second date wait to see if there's any chemistry at all. The only rule I put on the first kissing or anything sexual is to make sure that the other person on the other side of the kiss wants it.
Consent, people. We said that. Make sure. Don't kiss if the date is shit.
Consent. So the PhD candidate studied millennials specifically, and this is what she found. And these surprised me a little
this
bit.
This is interesting.
Okay. Heterosexual men were turned off when women made a move on the first date.
I want to know why.
And it said, which made them think that the woman was either aggressive or dominant in their personality.
I am.
I am. Right.
You're right. I don't feel like there's anything. I feel like you have a problem with your ego.
Yeah.
If you have an issue, if any man, heterosexual man, has an issue with a woman making the first move, you're weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. You're weird.
I'll co-sign.
Looney Tune.
So the men also said they were also very specific about the type of kiss that took place. For instance,
of course they
were right. They were turned off if the kiss was rough and not gentle. Like, who are you? Am I coddling an infant or am I making out with you?
Well, I guess there's a difference.
Now, on the other side,
a sweet caress.
Gay men preferred to kiss at the end of the first date, especially if they were unsure if it was platonic or romantic date.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So lastly, heterosexual women prefer to kiss within the first 3 dates. If it was more than 3 dates and there was no kiss, they started to wonder if the man was attracted to them at all. And this is just like we said.
We'd be thinking that.
Yep.
Okay, is it me? Is it them? Does he like me? Like, what is it?
Especially if you do the whole, like, awkward stand there and stare at each other, like, pause.
Yeah, or know? Like, oh, the awkward, like, hug, like, right. Lean in to hug, like, do you kiss on the cheek? Like, what is this shit?
And you know, some guys even pull at Dan Humphrey from Gossip Girl and they just wave as the cab closes.
At least you made it home safe.
You know?
Yeah.
Another thing the expert said is that the mistake adults make is regressing into teenage behavior, such as having a full-on makeout session on the first date.
Yeah, don't do that.
Sorry. The other problem is when people are too apprehensive or indecisive about the person or unclear about what they want in a partner and the questions to ask, so they just end up dragging out dates.
Right.
Then the other person's left wondering if you're just only interested as a friend. This is why the first kiss is important.
So, to go along with what those experts said, my feedback, which I got a lot of male feedback, though I'm going to go through the women first because it was not that many. I had a woman say, just when it feels right, mm-hmm. after 3 dates. And then every other thing was a man. No time frame, when it feels right. I think the first date is fine for a first kiss. No wait time. Kisses are very telling, and they could tell you if you even want to continue.
I agree.
Second date at least, a few dates, same night as the first date, and then someone said, I like it after the first date because I know what I want, and then it goes from there. So a lot of similarities in what the experts say.
Yeah.
And how I feel.
Funny thing is, all of mine, again, were men. Okay. So I had a guy say, for the first kiss, I let the energy between us decide. It should happen naturally and it should be authentic, which I completely agree.
Co-sign that.
Had another guy, first night if the vibe is right, first date if the chemistry is right. Then I had a guy say, as soon as she gives me those googly eyes. Googly eyes.
And it's maybe we are guys.
Maybe we are.
Because I feel like, I mean, you know, I do agree when it feels right. But I also agree, half of me feels like, oh yeah, when it feels right. The other half goes, as soon as you can, because that's going to tell you a lot.
And my half says, as soon as you can, on the first date.
Just on the first date, but as soon as you can.
Right. Like, save my time in the future.
We're back. Let's go a little deeper, shall we?
Shall we?
We've got the first date, first kiss out of the way. Let's talk about the sex.
Yes.
Okay? If you're wondering how long you should wait before having sex on the first date, I'm going to stop you right there, okay? And remind you that you should only ever do what feels good and right to you. There's not a right answer, okay? The experts have spoken, and they said... The average person said 8 dates is acceptable to wait before having sex. Okay, I'm 8. Sorry. Quote, if you choose to have sex on the first date, it should not have any impact on your eligibility as a partner. Plenty of couples officially get together after they've done the deed on the first date. So having sex early should not be a barrier if you're vibing with each other and there's mutual consent, says a sex therapist. Safety should be a priority number one, and I agree. Don't sleep with someone who isn't willing to disclose information about their sexual health, i.e., if he or she has been tested, etc., etc., or someone who refuses to use protection or is pressuring you.
And that's a big hell no. You ain't getting me caught.
Oh, hell no. Actually, I can't speak on that.
What does Meg Thee Stallion say? He thought he had me until I came out with a condom.
Well, me and Megan might differ.
Moving on.
Okay. You shouldn't use sex as a way to make someone like you more or to prove something extra. If you're only having sex on the first date to meet the other person's expectations, this can lead to regret, resentment, negative beliefs about yourself that can impact your overall sexuality. And I do agree with that.
Yeah.
If you feel like, oh my God, like I have to have sex for this person to like me, bitch, it's the wrong one.
Yep.
And last but not least, if your first date involves grabbing a drink, know that getting hammered can make things messy, awkward, and unsafe. If one drink turns into 4, 5, 10, considering holding off until both parties are clear-headed enough to consent.
Yes, and like we said in the last episode, this is when you turn into a one-night stand, and this is when bad things happen that could have been avoided.
Now,
period.
One-night stands, they happen.
They do.
What can you do?
But sometimes you both already know it's a one-night stand. And
yeah.
If that's the case, all right.
Well, and sometimes only one party knows. Right. One person knows it's a I ain't talking to them again.
Right.
And the other person's like, oh my God, marry me. And then you're like, ooh.
One extreme.
But, you know, anyway, I digress.
So when we reached out with our questions asking about this particular topic, how long do you wait until you have sex, right? Once again, I have men.
Mm-hmm.
Other than you responding. I'm going to save yours for last.
Okay.
So I had a guy say a week or the second day. I had a guy say
a week.
I had a guy say the first hour.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
He's honest.
All right. And then I had another guy say, I guess that depends on how serious I think we are, if we're talking.
I can respect that.
And then Mackenzie replied and said, let's get freaky.
I had similar feedback. Some men said,
hour. Huh? Even the 1 hour? Yeah,
well, similar. Some men said, don't rush it. Get to know them. Marriage first, you know.
A man said that?
Mm-hmm. A man has said marriage first.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Someone said 2 dates. Another person said until marriage. Someone said play this one by ear. Gonna be based solely on trust, not sticking my Johnson anywhere.
That's real.
A female said ASAP. I know some people who don't think like this, but I don't want to waste my time if the sex is not good.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yes, girl. Another woman said it just depends on chemistry, maybe 3 or 4 months.
Wow. Another wasting time around.
Another man said 1 or 3 months. Someone said, I say go for it if you're vibing. What are we waiting for?
All over the place.
Yeah, a lot of guys have said, some men have said right away, some men have said a few months. Like, mm-hmm. This other one said 2 months. Marriage? I was honestly shocked when 2 men said marriage.
Yeah,
me too. I was like, what? Who are you? No, honestly, though, I respect it. I honestly do. I feel like that is not something that you see very often anymore.
Yeah, and I'm laughing only because I'm shocked, not because I respect it hands down, but not me. I need to know before I marry you. Personally.
Right, and there are some women who are out there who will be like, absolutely not. And there's men and women who are still out there who have never slept with anybody. And I respect that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I wish that was me.
Right.
But it's not. But I feel like if you're feeling it, and if you've known this person, I'm kind of split. Because I feel like if you've known the person before you actually started really getting serious, mm-hmm. I feel like you kind of almost have like a gray area to where it's more acceptable. I feel like you can kind of get away with sleeping with them early on. If you're literally just meeting someone from like online.
I would wait.
I feel like I would wait. Unless it's being completely thrown out there that, hey, this is just a hookup.
So segueing over, The next one that we really went after was how long to define the relationship?
DTR.
Are you DTR?
Well, are you asking me in my personal life?
It might be DTF, but... So, when it comes to seeing someone, there is perhaps nothing more anxiety-inducing than figuring out how to define the freaking relationship.
What are we?
Right.
And I agree with this.
Yes.
Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. But there comes a point when you've exhausted asking yourself all the questions, like, are we talking? Are we dating? Are we exclusive? Defining a relationship is about clarifying your needs, your desires, and your boundaries.
Mm.
Okay? This comes from a sex therapist, guys. Having the DTR conversation is just a way for both people to get on the same page about how you're viewing the relationship and what the expectations are around commitment, exclusivity, and the emotional investment as a whole.
I agree. How someone chooses to define the relationship is dependent on the individual, says therapist and life coach Tess Brigham. Culturally, we often receive implied or clear messages that relationships are supposed to be long-term or monogamous. But Tess says that formula doesn't always work for everyone, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And defining the relationship is not just about trying to shove your particular relationship into the mold of whatever society says is supposed to be right. More and more people are redefining what relationships actually make sense for their needs. If you're happy with where you are, don't let other people tell you that it's not okay.
A DTR conversation can be two people agreeing they want to be exclusive, continue dating casually, continue hanging out just as friends with benefits, or anything else that fits how both of you are feeling. What's important is that it is a shared understanding.
Shared. Keyword.
Capital.
A psychotherapist says enjoying where you are in the relationship and living in the moment is also important. Sometimes you have to make it up as you go. If labels are not your thing, though, practicing open communication and being sensitive to how each other feels throughout the relationship is key to keeping it healthy and nourishing for both parties.
So like we've said, this should also not be based on other people's timelines. Just because a friend became exclusive with someone after 1 month does not mean that you have to follow suit. Remember, guys, everyone gets into relationships at different points in time. Everyone opens up at different points in time, and we have to realize that we can't expect someone to be exactly where we're at the exact moment that we are.
And I agree with that, because if you're not having open communication, you're never gonna know.
Right.
So if in your mind you only want to be friends with benefits with this person, but you haven't actually expressed that, as far as you know, they're planning your wedding.
Right.
Really?
Right.
So talk about it. Let's not be weird. Let's not be weird about it. And if you're someone who struggles to work outside of time frames, experts have said to wait at least 2 or 3 months before defining their relationship. Because by that time, you should have a better sense of the person and be able to gauge their feelings. And by that time, the other person would have more than likely shown you how they feel. If they want to be in a relationship with you, they'll show up. They'll keep asking you out. They'll want to see you a lot. And you won't have to question. They'll keep moving in that direction.
And when it comes to our feedback on, I didn't have as many for this one, but I did have two guys reply. I had one gentleman say, defining the relationship, a month. Then I had another one say, you know, just whenever it feels right for both of us.
I had more guys than females, but the female that I had respond said the moment you have sex.
Wow.
So she's also the one who said she's old school in previous answers. But I can appreciate that, because the moment you have sex, if you're not out here screwing everything that walks and breathes, you should be defining the relationship. Like, what are we? If I'm sleeping with you, what are we?
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Even if it's friends with benefits, because she needs to know.
Absolutely.
You know?
Someone else said, until you're on the same page and know exactly what you are, which is basically the defining the relationship question.
Yeah.
It's that conversation. Someone said 6 months. Someone said after 3 months of consistent progress. And the other guy said people are different. Depends on how secure you are in the relationship. But I'm just going to throw this out here. It depends on how secure you are in the relationship. If you haven't actually defined the, quote, relationship, there's no relationship to be secure in.
Right.
So, I think this conversation has to be, you can be secure all you want to.
Yeah.
But just because you're secure don't mean that the other person don't want to just be friends with benefits or vice versa.
Very true.
So how do you know when it's right to move in together?
Big one.
This is the next one that we asked. Most couples, about 37%, said moving in together after they've been in a relationship for 6 months to a year, according to Rent.com. For some people, a whirlwind romance leads to shacking up. If you're from the South, you know what that means.
It's shacking up.
Shacking up after several months. For others, it's a slow burn of getting to know every one of the other person's quirks before finally deciding to take the plunge.
So the experts
have spoken.
They've spoken. According to a Quartz analysis of Stanford University's How Couples Meet and Stay Together survey, about 25% of American couples that eventually move in together do so after 4 months of dating, and 50% after a year. By 2 years, over 70% have moved in.
Can you imagine knowing someone for 4 months and moving in?
Well, I've done it.
That's fast.
I've moved in with someone in a month.
Well, you're the exception. Don't think you can go out here and meet someone for a month and just move in, okay? That don't always happen.
There were special conditions.
Some people are like, I'm changing my locks.
Now, would I do it now if I dated someone? No.
No.
I wouldn't.
I can appreciate that.
I need at least a year.
Right.
At least. Yes, and John Aiken, he's a dating expert and a relationship psychologist for RSVP. He suggests waiting at least 12 months to really make sure you know the person you are moving in with. This gives you a chance to see them in different situations with different people and get a sense of how you really feel for them before taking the next step. So no matter your age, he still recommends taking your time and being wary of red flags.
Yeah.
Such as lack of commitment or big issues with your partner's family members. And I'm going to throw this out here. Money.
Financial management is a big one.
Yes. Yeah. It really is.
And I think if you're really serious about dating someone long term, again, I feel like these things that people say you're not supposed to talk about, like debt and stuff like that, have the conversation.
You have to.
That's their debt too.
You have to disclose financial stuff because ultimately down the road, if you stay serious and, like she said, get married, your debt is theirs.
Absolutely.
They need to know.
So I had a lot of feedback for this one, right? So moving in together, I'm going to go with the females first, okay?
I'm interested with these.
The female said, I think before you're engaged, you really don't know someone until you move in with them.
I agree.
I do agree. Even though anybody who lives below the Bible Belt, apparently you don't even blink at them until you're married.
Right.
Okay? You can't even breathe in their direction before someone puts a ring on it. So heaven forbid, you better not move in with them. Don't shack up now. Second female said 2 years. After 2 years, you can move in together.
Okay.
Everybody else I had answer were men. Another man said 1.5 years or married. Make sure they're not crazy first.
Fair.
So, another two guys said, oh, actually three gentlemen said at least a year. Another guy said, depends on the circumstance, not right away. But if it's serious, I recommend living together before signing that dotted line.
Yep.
And then another guy said 6 months. Another guy just said years, multiple years. And then another guy said within the year, if you're in a serious committed relationship. So what do we feel? How do you feel?
I agree with those.
Yeah.
That's pretty standard to what the experts say, too. Yeah.
I feel like after a year.
1 to 2 years is pretty.
Especially if you're, now if you're like super serious, maybe a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
If you're not, then just.
God, yeah. It just don't depends like waste on the status time. Of yeah. the relationship.
Because the second you move in together, especially if, let's say, you guys buy a house or rent and you're both on the lease, if it doesn't work out, bitch. You stuck.
It sucks.
You're stuck because yeah. that's a contractual obligation. So just be smart.
Absolutely. Meeting the parents. Mm.
This is a big one.
Honey, I'm telling you.
This is a big one.
Some of these statistics surprised me a little bit. So millennials introduce their partners to mom and dad after just 10 weeks of dating. But experts say, slow down.
Slow down.
God, slow down,
10
honey.
10 weeks?
That's fast.
That's like 2 months.
Yeah.
Don't introduce anyone to your parents, people, unless it's serious, you're committed, Usually that's like 4 or 5 months on average, says Rachel Zussman, who is a therapist and a relationship expert.
Perhaps the tendency for young lovers to introduce their boyfriends and girlfriends to their parents is because they think of their parents more as friends than authority figures. 50% of millennials consider their parents to be their best friends. They're also living at home longer, so having their love interest run into mom and dad is inevitable.
Now, do you think that means, like, staying the night, or do you think that just means, like, hey, I'm living here and, like, they're coming to see me?
Well, I guess it could mean either one.
Either one. I've never been allowed to have a boyfriend stay the night with me. I don't know who fucking raised y'all.
Yeah. No.
But, not I mean, at all.
My mom's like, you ain't having sex in my house.
Well,
sorry.
No, my mom would have never had it. So, I had some feedback. Meeting the parents, women, maybe a year or so, when you know you'd like that person to be around for a while. And I can appreciate that. Yeah. Other woman said 6 months. Now, the guys, 1 year or longer, 3 months. That's a tricky one because I'll let you meet my moms in 2 weeks if we're cool. And then someone said, not until I think it could be something serious. And then someone said 6 months. The last guy said, once the relationship is defined as something serious for long term, not everyone is meeting Ma.
That's real. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I had a guy say that it depends on how involved they are with their parents, because if they're around their parents a lot, then you will be too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Completely accurate. And then I had another guy say a year.
Yeah.
So it seems to be pretty standard.
A year.
I mean, I'm not in a rush to meet.
I mean, 10 weeks? Who are these millennials? I mean, I'm not going to claim myself as a millennial if we're meeting mom and dad in 10 weeks.
Right.
Okay, I'm not. I don't even know you in 10 weeks.
Real. And that's
how
real.
Some people I've known and I've dated them and still never met their parents.
Right.
So, to each their own. Now we're going to get serious. Okay. We're gonna talk about proposing.
How long do you wait
to pop the question? Men, we put this question out here for men specifically. Not that women cannot propose to their significant other, because you absolutely can. But we just wanted to kind of gauge the men's, because sometimes this question scares the men away.
Yeah.
So that's why we specifically wanted to ask the men. Now, according to experts from U.gov. 1 in 5 people, about 20%, say that couples should generally date for 12 to 18 months before getting engaged. Another 15% say that you should date for 18 to 24 months, so a year and a half to 2 years. While 15% think that 2 to 3 years of dating is ideal. But women tend to be slightly more cautious than men, go figure. While 20% of men say that they thought 6 to 12 months of dating was long enough. 6 months of dating before
that
you're...
That shocks me that men are saying
this. Nah. How old are these men? 50? Right. 60? 70?
Exactly.
Okay. They don't have much time to waste. That's why. Okay. Only 16% of the women agreed, though, with this statement. The most popular response from women was 12 to 18 months before an engagement, with 21% choosing this answer. Only 2% of people said that people should date for, quote, less than 6 months before getting engaged.
Less than 6 months?
Yeah. I don't even know what
Like, we're still in the honeymoon phase. I don't even know you.
Shocking.
I'm going 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Because if we're saying 1 to 2 years to move in, I need to live with you and, like, see how you... People are different when you live with them, no matter how long you've been together.
Or known them.
And it's just like we've talked about, there are certain things that come out when you live together that you don't see if you don't live together.
If you don't live with someone and share bills, you're never going to know how they handle financial stress.
Right.
Tammy Nelson, who's a licensed relationship therapist and a board-certified sexologist, also believes that while each couple's situation is different, it's most important to learn how to communicate when you have a conflict rather than focusing on the time frame.
Yeah, definitely. And she also explains that there is no magic time frame when a couple should date before the engagement. For any happy and successful marriage is to realize this. All couples go through a romantic love phase. This lasts anywhere from 2 days to 26 months. And then the couple will enter into the power struggle or the conflict phase of their relationship. This is natural and probably will last the rest of your marriage or forever. The good news is, with conscious communication, a successful marriage means that conflict is inevitable, and it has absolutely no reflection on whether or not you are in a marriage that will last, but how you repair your conflict is much more important, which I agree.
The gentleman that responded to this question, someone said 1.5 to 2 years, date a while, get to know them, don't rush marriage. Someone said, don't do it. Someone said, have to be living together at least 2 years. Another person said, don't do it. Just kidding. Your heart will tell you. Another man said 2 or 3 years.
Okay. I had one serious and then two funny ones.
Okay.
All guys. Okay.
Okay.
The serious one, he said no more than 2 years because after 25, it's too much time wasted.
Well, yeah, like 25 is so old.
Let's say like 30 or 35. And even then, that's not that old, like, but you may be in a little more of a rush.
I feel like you can get married any time.
You can.
The only time your time's ticking is if you want to have children.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
If you just want to be married, there's people who are 80 years old getting married.
That's facts.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no time frame.
So, a funny one I got. He said, well, I fell in love as soon as I came across your profile. So, are you going to marry me or not? And then I had...
Of course, the proposals.
Right.
Girl.
And then I had, depends on how rich the parents are.
Right. If mommy and daddy are loaded, then I'll sign the dotted line tomorrow. Just kidding. Now, this next one goes out to our single parents. We don't have children, so this is why we wanted to get feedback from those who do.
Yeah.
You thought dating was hard the first time, but here you are again, single, but this time you have children. You finally meet someone who you really like and want to introduce to your kids. How do you go about it? Well, the experts have spoken once again.
Yes. Before you even think about introducing your children to your new interest, you need to have been dating for a minimum of 6 months, especially if your last relationship ended in divorce. It takes at least 6 months to begin to really know a person. You don't want to introduce someone and a month later have to explain to your children why they don't see Chad anymore.
Right, Brad, Chad, whatever your name is, you know. Do not wait too long to introduce the kids. What if you get emotionally involved with someone, wait months for him to meet your child, and then come to find out that this man has no interest in your child, children at all, after they meet? You've just wasted months of your life and your emotional investment in a person. So that's what another expert has said.
This is a tough one.
Really?
It really is.
For
I can't imagine what it's like to be in
this situation.
Yeah.
So the feedback I got, literally all of it was men. A lot of them, you know, one of them said it has to be something serious and long term. He did not give a certain time frame.
Yeah.
Someone said until there is a very strong possibility that this person could be in your child's life forever. Someone else said no timeline. You can meet them anytime, but you're not going to be introduced as my significant other until the time is right. My kid has got to like you too. Another guy said, the last person I dated had a child. She made me wait a year. And then the last one said, probably when you meet the parents. That, to me, defines that you're serious about him or her, so you want to build on that connection and then let them meet your child.
Right, and you know when you meet the parents, whether you have children or not, is going to come up.
Really, if you're meeting the parents after 6 months, the fact that you have a child should have come up on the first date.
Right.
Or second, your life.
Right, you got to tell people. That's too big
to
keep secret. The response I had, I only had a couple. I had a guy say he waited 4 months. And then I had another guy said, I don't have any children, but I'd say it should be pretty long and it should be serious because kids are sponges.
Before we wrap up, guys, we have a few timelines on moving in and meeting the parents that were sent in by some listeners, okay? And these are actually pretty good. So, the first one, a listener sent in her their timeline on moving in. We were together for 2.5 years before my boyfriend moved in with me. The reason was because he was in a desperate need of a place. I wasn't fully set on living together, so it did take me some time to get used to it, but I'm happy he did. That, well, I guess if you're someone's needing a place and you're that place.
I don't like that she chose to let him because he was in desperate need, but they had been together 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see both sides.
Yeah.
There was another listener that sent in 3 days.
3 days.
Married 6 months later, been together 5 years. Life is good.
I bet it is.
I bet.
Yeah. I bet you're the exception once again. That doesn't happen in normal life. Okay. 3 days of knowing someone, married after 6 months, been together 5 years. Another one said, my husband and I dated for 4 months before moving in together. 5 months, excuse me, before moving in together. At the 4th month mark, I got a job offer out of state. He offered to move with me so we wouldn't have to break up.
What?
Does he not believe in long-term relationships? I mean, long distance? I didn't see any point in moving to a different state and both of us living in separate apartments. Since he was only moving to be with me, a month after my job offer, we were in a different state living together. Surprisingly easy with him, very little drama. My apartment felt like home from the very beginning because he was there.
That's actually really cute. That would, I mean, if you were moving to another state by yourself, that would make it.
Yeah, they've only been together 5 months.
Yeah, that's fast.
Do you not believe in long distance relationships?
I guess it depends on
how
long.
You're moving. How far. So why don't I just move with you so we don't have to break up?
I wonder how far, though.
Okay, we act like planes don't exist.
Well, not everyone can afford to fly back and forth.
Okay, if somebody really wants to drive to see you, they will drive to see you, okay? I've had...
From New York to California. Anyways, we're rambling. Off topic. So another one. The day after our second date, which will be 19 years ago next month.
Wow.
Something about he and I clicked, and that's not to say it's been easy at all. We went through every relationship phase within arm's reach of each other, and I tried to run away a lot.
A lot is capitalized. I feel like that's me. Did I send this in?
Right.
I always try to run away.
I love the transparency.
Yeah, I love this though. 19 years. You guys moved in together after your second date.
Yeah.
He knew, honey. He reeled that in and said, this is mine.
And then last but not least, she said 3 years. And he said I was rushing him. I feel like both people should be enthusiastic about the process because otherwise it's pretty demoralizing.
Yeah. 3 years and, oh my God, you're rushing me to move in. Okay, he's not about it.
Right.
3 years, come on. So I think it completely, again, we've said it many times this episode, depends on the two people in the relationship. And coming from the expert that said, really just depends on the two people and you have to have that open communication, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
That is it.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We enjoyed getting the feedback, and we'll be throwing out many more questions in the future.
Yeah, a lot more than we expected.
So please give us your feedback. We'll be asking those questions on Instagram, co.signpodcast, and on Facebook, on our personal Facebooks. But again, if you have any questions, comments, anything that sparked your interest in this episode, feel free to leave us a voice message. And you know what we say. What do we say, Sam?
Every single week.
Every single Tuesday.
Your two favorite girls gonna be here.
Be there. Yeah, yeah. But until next week, bye. Oh my God. Oh my God. Uh-huh.